Morning to you, Chris.
Good morning.
So, on the sound of it, it's not looking good for our railways, is it? Targets being missed, complaints going up?
Yeah, I did a little assessment of the number of trains that do arrive on time. And actually, if you look at the numbers, there are huge numbers from some of these commuter railways into London every morning. And many and thousands that do actually turn up within their time. But obviously, if you're stuck on a train that doesn't, it's not good news.
And of course, if it turns up on time, you know, it's not necessarily a case of getting out the flags, is it? It's simply getting the service that you have paid for. When things do go wrong, what, in your view, is going wrong?
Well, there are two main types of disruption. There's the planned disruption we hear about sometimes a year in advance, major work, and sometimes the publicity is very wide-ranging and gets those people who are tech-savvy and have got their apps and have got their access to the internet, but doesn't always get to the people that travel less regularly. So information sometimes is a problem and people don't necessarily know they're going to be impacted until they turn up at the station. And that obviously has got to be addressed. When things happen unplanned, that's when things tend to go more wrong, because it's very difficult to even access the tech-savvy people on the line. They might not even have a phone signal to pick up what's going wrong. But saying that, there are many passengers now that are tech-savvy, and sometimes they know what's gone wrong before sometimes the driver or other staff at stations know. And it's not uncommon for someone to walk up and show them their iPhone and say, you know, that's because there's been an overhead line down further up the track. And the station staff don't know that yet. The message hasn't got to them.
So. Yeah, no, Tony Miles, though, pointing the finger at Network Rail, saying that they are responsible for 62% of the delays in our railways. Two-thirds of the delays are down to this one organisation and its failures. What are we going to do about Network Rail?
Well, of course, what people are asking for is more and more investment and more work in the rail. Now, that means disruption. And sometimes it stresses parts of the rail that aren't normally stressed and can actually generate disruption on its own. It will take a while for it to settle down. Something like London Bridge that was mentioned earlier is going to take till 2018 before that starts to settle down. And in that time, they'll have trains that people have used for decades not stopping at London Bridge.
That's kind of a planned disruption, though, isn't it? I mean, the statistics suggest that things are getting worse. People might, understand if there's a disruption due to a particular improvement on a line, but across the network, the generality of it, we're talking about 13 of 18 companies where punctuality and reliability is getting worse.
Yeah, it's very common. The interface to the passenger is normally the train operating company. The fact that it's Network Rail problem, it's not the passenger's problem. That the passenger doesn't want to understand the complexity of the setup of the rail industry, although sometimes that doesn't help. The rail industry has got to get its act together, and its front line is normally the train operating company. And as Rail Future, we're asking for those train operators to tell us what they've done in the past to improve, what they're doing now, and what they're going to do in the future to improve their response to getting the message out to passengers and how they handle it. You know, that when people get stuck on a train for an hour, it's not knowing that's the biggest problem. If they're told and advised that what the alternatives are for them to travel or what the length of time's going to be, there are other alternatives. Sometimes there are other routes that a train could necessarily go down. But it all comes down to the core offering of Network Rail is a published timetable. There's a real-time timetable. If trains don't make it to their points on time, the disruption starts to escalate very quickly, and it doesn't take much. It might take an ill passenger on a train to knock down a good operator like C2C from high 90s to 70% in a couple of hours, because
okay,
the trains
Chris,
can't get by.
Chris Fribbins, thank you.